A decades-old program within the Department of Veteran Affairs is trying to make life better for elderly vets who can't live alone through what they call medical foster homes. But there's a catch. The VA doesn't pay for it. Carson Frame is a military and veterans issues reporter with Texas Public Radio and has the story.
For thousands of elderly veterans, long-term care means living in a nursing home or institutional care setting. But some have found a much homier option. This is Tiffany Graves' residence, a newish single-family home in the San Antonio suburbs. She's a registered nurse and a round-the-clock caregiver for three disabled veterans who share the space with her.
Hello.
Hi, Tiffany.
Come on in.
In this type of arrangement, known as a medical foster home, VA pairs eligible veterans with private caregivers and oversees their long-term care. The program serves more than 1,000 veterans around the country, and in this area, it costs each veteran about $2,500 a month. For those who can't live safely on their own, it's an alternative to nursing homes.
I'm here with these vets all the time, so I become their caregivers, their mothers, their fathers, their sisters, their brothers. I'm everything. So I know them better most of the time than their own family do.
One of Graves' charges is 95-year-old World War II veteran Rose Witherspoon, one of the first African Americans in the Women's Army Corps. She moves through the living room with her walker.
This is where we can come up and relax. We get to eat over at the table, and then we watch everybody else eat and be sure that they're eating the same thing.
Witherspoon moved into medical foster care after her eyesight began to fail. She says she feels comfortable with her veteran housemates.
I never for one moment since I met them felt that I was in a house of people I didn't know, because they were like the people in my experiences in life. Treated people with kindness and love.
Some patients actually derive health benefits from the close communal environment. Sandra Bonciolini coordinates the medical foster home program at the South Texas VA.
We have shown that it reduces emergency room visits and hospitalizations because they're getting proper meals, they're getting their medications, they have that social aspect.
But for some veterans, the choice to move to a medical foster home is determined by cost as much as preference. Under current law, VA can't pay for medical foster home care, which runs anywhere from $1,000 to $3,000 a month. However, it will pay for traditional nursing home care, which is much more costly. Republican Congressman Clay Higgins of Louisiana says that's a problem.
It's a personal decision to be made by that patient, by that veteran, and that veteran's family.
Higgins says there's no good option for veterans who can't stay at home but aren't yet ready for a nursing home.
Their benefits as best they could to receive care at home, and yet their home setting was maybe not as designed for long-term care as a medical foster home would be. So they were paying for medical foster homes out of their pocket.
This year, Higgins introduced a bill to change that. It would allow the VA to cover medical foster care for those who already qualify for nursing homes. It passed the House unanimously but didn't come up in the Senate. Higgins plans to reintroduce it in the next Congress. Veterans groups are behind the idea. Roscoe Butler is the American Legion's Deputy Director for Healthcare.
If the veteran can remain in their home environment and receive adequate caregiver services to meet their needs at a lesser cost, then that's a win-win for the veteran and a win-win for American taxpayers.
So which one of these is your...
This is my room.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates that the bill would cost about $200 million over the first decade. If it passes, more than 300,000 veterans in the first year might be able to take advantage of home-based care like this.
Go over there and look out the window and see what I see.
In San Antonio, I'm Carson Frame.
That story is from the American Homefront Project.